The State Department of Law is defending its plea deal with an Anchorage man originally charged with kidnapping and assaulting a woman to whom he offered a ride. He was let off this week on time served, with some suspended. And that has angered some people, including a group organizing to campaign against retaining the judge in the case.
Especially in this state, it was just so incredibly insulting for the judge to let him walk out of the court a free man.
That's Elizabeth Williams, who's organizing the campaign to unseat Superior Court Judge Michael Corey. She says the sentence is far too lenient considering the details, which, warning, include a brief description of what many consider sexual assault. Police said the victim in the August 2017 assault reported that the man, later identified as Justin Schneider, now 34, offered her a ride across town. Instead, Schneider choked her unconscious and, at least according to the original charges, committed harassment by offensive contact with fluids. Anchorage TV station KTVA reported that Schneider was a free man Wednesday after Judge Corey accepted a plea deal and sentenced Schneider. The state agreed to drop the kidnapping and harassment charges, and Schneider was sentenced to time served. Williams says the night she saw the KTVA report, she discovered online that Corey's 6-year term on the Superior Court was up for a retention vote this November.
And ultimately, it is the judge who's responsible, because he's responsible for who walks out of court. And in this case, we really think that he messed up.
Williams says she understands that the judge was sentencing Schneider under the guidelines for the remaining charge in the deal prosecutors struck. And she thinks the laws should be tougher and prosecutors should feel pressure too. But Williams says the judges are the ones voters can directly affect.
They're already saying that they're outraged. So I'm just saying, hey, there's something tangible that you could do, and that's just to vote on it.
John Skidmore heads the Department of Law's Criminal Division.
I do think it's a disturbing case for its factual nature.
Skidmore defended the prosecutor on the case and the plea deal today, but said he understood why people felt it was too soft.
I agree with them. I have a wife. I have two small girls. I find the facts horrendous, and I'm upset that this is the best that we can do.
Skidmore says the facts, though, did not support the kidnapping charge because the victim willingly got into Schneider's vehicle. Skidmore says that left the next highest charge, assault, because though the case involved sexual elements, it did not fit the legal definition of sexual assault. Prosecutors were also unable to contact the victim ahead of the plea deal. Guidelines for sentencing Schneider restricted the sentence to 2 years, and that's what the judge imposed. Skidmore says the suspended time was necessary because prosecutors had been successful in negotiating a condition that Schneider get sex offender treatment, and Skidmore says they needed the threat of more jail time to enforce that condition.
Those are conditions the judge would not have been authorized to impose if we had not gotten the defendant to agree to them. And that's significant. Sex offender treatment is not a small thing and is clearly needed in this case.
As for Judge Corey, the Alaska Judicial Council's recommendation that voters retain him, as well as every other judge up for retention, still stands, though it was issued before Schneider's plea deal. The Judicial Council's executive director, Suzanne DiPietro, says any changes in that recommendation would have to come from the council members themselves. The recommendations are based on surveys and other research of the judge's entire 6-year term, and DiPietro says voters interested in this case and in Judge Corey's retention should consider that.
When we think about our own job performances, would we like to be judged on one thing that we did on one day, or would we feel that it might be a little more fair or relevant to be judged on our complete performance?
Of the anti-retention campaigns known to the Judicial Council since statehood, she says only one has resulted in a judge not being retained by the voters. The Facebook group against retaining Judge Corey grew to more than 1,000 members today. Members are planning an organizing session for tomorrow and a public rally at a later date.